This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello everyone, hello everywhere. Welcome again to another edition of The Happy Station Show at just after 100 hours UTC for listeners in Latin America and the Caribbean. On 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. Keith Parent here with you for the next 55 minutes of all kinds of things. And today is the show. Well, starting this week, of course, you need to pay attention because you may have heard me mention last week that we're going to have a contest at the end of the year. And there's going to be, well, something running during the course of today's show, which you need to listen to be able to enter. But I will tell you more about the contest after we take a listen to our first piece of music today. It's Dave Brubeck and his quartet with Blue Rondo a la Turk on The Happy Station. Dave Brubeck and his quartet with Blue Rondo a la Turk opening up today's edition of The Happy Station for September the 17th, 2009. Now, we actually have a couple of special programs coming up over the course of the next few weeks, but I want to tell you about one that's happening next week. Next week is going to be the 81st birthday of Bob Thoman, who created the Swiss merry-go-round on Swiss Radio International way back in the 1950s. And he hosted that with Two Girl Fridays till the late 1960s, and then with Bob Zanotti in 1970 right until 1984. Next week on the program, for our transmission at 100 and 1500 UTC, the program, by the way, will be heard for all regions. Bob Zanotti is going to bring us an interview with Bob Toman, talking about how he got involved in radio and how he became a radio operator. And that's on next week's edition of The Happy Station for our transmission at 100 UTC on Thursday, our transmission at 1500 UTC on Thursday, and then on September 26th, which is a Saturday, at 10 hours UTC for New Zealand, and then at 1305 UTC on September the 27th for listeners in Indonesia. Now, as you heard me mention before on the program, normally the shows for each of the regions, either being North America, South America, New Zealand, or Indonesia, are different, except when we do special programs. Okay, so, and that actually is one of them. So you'll have four chances to hear that program about Bob Toman next week. All right, on December 31st this year, we also have two special editions of Happy Station coming up, which will be 2 hours each. The second edition of the program, which will air at 1600 UTC, I know that right now I say 1500, but because of the time change, I believe starting in November or the end of October, 1500 will become 1600. So the program will be on the air live from 1600 to 1800 UTC. And we're going to be doing that show live from Hong Kong, from the studios of RTHK overlooking Victoria Harbor. And at 1659 UTC, we'll be doing the countdown for the year 2010. And then in the new year, which will be the old year for you, we're going to announce the winners of some wonderful prizes, which I will run down after we take a listen to Dean Martin with Siesta Fiesta.
Siesta. 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 I don't get much working done, but I sure have a lot of fun. When fiesta ends, it's almost dawning. So how am I gonna get up in the morning? When I get up at noon each day, it's time for siesta. And after siesta comes fiesta. Siesta. Siesta, siesta, siesta. I don't get much working done, but I sure have a lot of fun. I say I'm gonna pull myself together. Today I'm gonna be a real go-getter. But every time I wanna work, it's time to sleep or play. It's siesta, fiesta, night and day. Siesta, fiesta, siesta, fiesta. I don't get much working done, but I sure have a lot of fun. Don't think that I have no ambition. There's too many girls who need some kissing. Like everybody else, each day I must take my siesta, or I'll be too tired for fiesta. Siesta, fiesta, siesta, fiesta. Get much working done, but I sure have a lot of fun. Siesta, siesta, siesta.
Dean Martin and Siesta Fiesta here on The Happy Station. Okay, now time to talk about the prizes that we're going to be drawing at the end of the year, which will be 2010 for us, but still 2009 for you. or rather the last 12 hours of 2009. The first prize is going to be a SanGen ATS-909 shortwave radio, going out to one lucky winner. The second prize, also for one lucky winner, is a SanGen ATS-606A. And the third prize is going to be the three books from Jerry Berg about shortwave radio. The fourth prize is a one-year membership to communication from the British DX Club. And the fifth prize, which is for 10 winners, is a copy each of Tom Myers' CD, Easy Come, Easy Go, which we've been playing from time to time on the program. So good luck to all of you. And last week I told you how you will enter, because during the course of the shows now, until the end of the year, there's going to be a coded message that could appear at any time. Meaning, on this show right now, this coded message will come up, will disappear, and you have to write what you have to send in by email or by snail mail, what came before the message and what came after the message. Now, as I mentioned last week, the message is Morse code, but it's not important that you decipher the message. That is totally, totally unimportant. What is more important is that you heard the message. And for our email and snail mail address, get a paper and pen handy, because I'll be giving out that later on in the show, after we go to our mail call. Before we get to our next piece of music, I want to say hello to the following people who signed up to the Happy Station Facebook page. Robert Allen Thompson, Jordan Zarembo, Yimber Gavira, Sean Garrity, Chris Doskin, Skip Array, Dennis DeMarco, Ron Neville, and Steve Turnencliffe. And if you want to join the Happy Station Facebook page, it's very easy to do if you're already signed up to Facebook. Just do a search for The Happy Station Show. Click on that, then join the group, and that's all you need to do. Okay, now time for more music. When we come back, we'll go to our birthday greetings. Let's take a listen to the RIAS Big Band. And RIAS stands for Radio in the American Sector, which was the big band for a radio station in what was known way many, many, many years ago as West Berlin. It's the RIAS Big Band, conducted by and arranged by none other than James Last. Now, we've played James Last on the show before, and he was known for doing like some easy listening kind of things, like taking, let's say, the Beatles or Eminem and doing like a easy listening version to it. But in the 1950s, he was doing big band arrangements, that is, for the RIAS Band. Here they are with Swinging Down the Lane on the International Happy Station. We'll be right back. Swinging Down the Lane, the Riaz Big Band, arranged and conducted by James Last. And now time for birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And for those celebrating a birthday for the week of September 13th, 2009, a special happy birthday goes to Greg Kane, Sandra Connor, Dave McDonald, and Yolanda Javier de Lara. So, happy birthday to you and all those celebrating a birthday this week. And by the way, if you want to have your birthday mentioned in our birthday book, well, you have to sign up for the birthday book. All you need to do is send us an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. All right, time for more music. When we come back, we're going to go to mail call. But we're now going to have a little bit of a commercial. Kind of. One of our good listeners, Rocky, in the United States of America, sent me some music every now and again. We're going to take a listen to one right now, Lester Lannan and his orchestra, from an album called The Madison Avenue Beat, with the commercials, or the jingles to the commercials, of Mr. Clean and Chase Sanborn. Lester Lannan and his orchestra with Mr. Clean and Chase and Sanborn. Very unusual arrangements, I have to say, for jingles for commercials. But nevertheless, a lot of fun. And speaking of Lester Lannan, we do have a special Lester Lannan program coming up. And keep tuned to find out when that will air. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Happy Station Show, broadcasting to listeners in South America on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. So now let's go to this week's mail call. All right, we have actually a lot of letters that have come in. Of course, we can't get to every single one, but I do want to say hello to the following people. David Hamilton, who lives in North Carolina. He heard our interview that we did with the Ham Band. So your QSL card is on the way. Jessica Lewis in Vermont listens to the program on a regular basis. She says, well, if she misses it, she tunes in to the podcast. So hello to Jessica. Hello to Vladimir Cruz, who lives in Havana, Cuba. And he says, lately there has been no interference, well, at least in his part of Havana, for the transmission at 100 UTC. Also, hello to Peter Anderson in the United Kingdom. And Kathy McHugh in California had a couple of questions for me. She said she heard me talk about the typhoon that we had in Taipei, or rather in Taiwan, at the beginning of August. And is this a regular occurrence? Well, at this time of year, which is probably the month of June, July, August, September, and October, typhoons are rather frequent. Now, this past week, there was actually two typhoons in the vicinity. And when I say vicinity, I mean this area of Asia. There was one that was near the Philippines, and the other one was way off the coast of Taiwan. But then at the last minute on Tuesday, it made a detour and went towards Japan. But you know what? It's one of those things. We still have actually a lot of time to go. And the weather has been so funny the past few days. Like I said, normally it's extremely hot at this time of year, but at least it's sunny. But the past few days, the barometer has been at almost 100%. The pressure is absolutely insane. And I'm one of these people that's very, very sensitive to it. And the only way I can describe the feeling that I have right now is if you're in an airplane and you're coming in for a landing. It's the same kind of feeling that I have in my ears and in my head and everything. And normally at this time of year, when there's two tropical depressions around Taiwan, this is how I feel. And actually, there's a lot of other people that feel the same way. And humidity right now is running at like 100%. It is just, a bit excruciating. That's the only thing I can say. But anyway, thank you very much, Kathy. So your QSL card, by the way, is on the way. And everyone else who we didn't get to mention, Johan Backer, that is, our production assistant, assures me that all the QSL cards were sent out. When did you send them out? You sent them out on Wednesday. Okay. Well, thank Johan for that. By the way, I didn't mention him, our technician, by the way, Kevin Lee, who's always here every week for each edition of the program. But anyway, if you want to have your reception report sent in on the program, it's very easy to do. Our postal address is Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, San Min Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I'll say that a little bit slower. Happy Station Show, 8th floor, that's 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down for whatever reason, once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And there you go. That was the secret message, or rather the coded message for this week. So you just have to mention what you heard before that. And by the way, it's not important. You don't need to know Morse code, but just mention that you heard the message and at what time, and send it into the address that I sent you, that I gave you a few moments ago, and you'll be entered into the lucky draw for those wonderful prizes that I'll be announcing at the for the program at the end of the year. Let's take a listen to a little bit more music. Then I want to go to an email that came in. This is a piece of music that some of you may or may not remember. Now, when Tom Meyer did the show, there was a jingle that they would play for Mail Call. And people remembered it was the clip-clopping of the horse and some horns playing. Now, that actually is not just a short little piece, but it's an actual song. So I thought, let's dig it up out of the archives and play it for you right now. This will bring back some memories for a number of you. Here's De Silveras with De Postcards, otherwise known as The Mail Coach, on The Happy Station. With De Postcard, or The Mail Coach, and that was the track that the engineers at Radio Netherlands edited down to use for The Happy Station when Tom Meyer hosted the program. I want to get to an email that we have here that came in not too long ago from Frederick Nakos, who lives in Saint-Ours, Quebec, Canada. Saint-Ours. If I translate that into English, Saint-Bear. But there is no place called Saint-Bear. Well, maybe there is. Anyway, he lives in Saint-Ours, Quebec. And he heard our program that we did with Craig Huron. We were talking about coffee that day and about the Otto. And that's not A-U-T-O, but O-T-T-O, a coffee maker designed in Australia. And he said to me, you know, if you ever come to Canada, you must indulge yourself in one of our great wines. Now, being Canadian, I've had some wonderful wines from Canada. Some of my favorites, by the way, are from the Niagara region. And also some wines from British Columbia. Now, here in Taiwan, you can actually find a number of Canadian wines. But oddly enough, they're not just regular wines. Most of them are ice wine. And I have to tell you, I'm not a big fan of ice wine. Really not a big fan of it. I'm more of a red kind of person. But, you know, I will tell you one thing, Frederick. You know, if I do head back to Quebec one of these days for whatever reason, I will let you know, and maybe you can give me a wine tour. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun? We can record the whole thing. We can do a whole show, a wine tour, Happy Station show. I could just picture it right now. The beginning of the show, I will sound normal. Towards the end of the show, I'll be going, Ziptik, Wallop, Kapang, and all kinds of other nonsense, because we may have had a few more glasses. A few too many glasses, I should say. All right, time for more music. Let's take a listen to Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong with the Billy May Orchestra from the album Bing and Louis with At the Jazz Band Ball here on The Happy Station.
Back when a nickel would buy a giant jigger of respectable rye,
piano players in the honky-tonks would have to work on a slide.
One tune was known to a few, some steady habitués too.
So the word of mouth spread around the South,
very entre-new. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all.
Four, five musicians in the small saloon, inventing a ragtime tune.
They kinda made up their own brand, without a note up on the stand. And they call it D-I-X-I-E, hyphen L-A, Candyland. You know it caught on. What's more, it was strictly bon ton.
'Cause like a winner at the starting gate, your music got it and gone.
It moved from over the tracks into the society shacks.
It was wonderful
and deductible from the income tax. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all.
When the trumpet player takes a monologue, the people shout, well, who got told?
And if you ask how come that yell, they kind of grin, then say, well, when the band plays J-double-Z, it's B-A-double-L. When the band plays J-double-Z, it's B-A-double-L.
Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong with the Billy May Orchestra and at the Jazz Band Ball here on the Happy Station. Not too long ago, I was involved in a chat with some listeners on the Happy Station Facebook page. And the question that came up is, who would my favorite orchestra leader be? And who would my favorite rock musician be? Well, actually, I'm very partial to Jimi Hendrix. I have a number of his recordings from many, many years ago. And one of my favorite orchestras, or arrangers and conductors, that is Gil Evans, who did a lot of work with Miles Davis in the late 1950s and 1960s. And as I was going through some of my own LPs at home, I came across one that I totally had forgotten about that originally came out in 1974 called The Gil Evans Orchestra Plays the Music of Jimi Hendrix. So I thought, let's, you know, kill two birds with one stone. Here's Gil Evans Orchestra with the Jimi Hendrix composition Angel on the Happy Station.
Thank you.
Angel, composed by Jimi Hendrix, but performed by the Gil Evans Orchestra. From the album, the Gil Evans Orchestra plays Jimi Hendrix. Now, one question, or one thing that actually happens quite a bit when you do this kind of show, is people write in saying, oh, can you play this song for me? Can you play that song for me? Can you play this song for me? Well, this is not a request show, and I do not play requests, but if you want me to play a song for a special occasion, I will do that. Well, that actually is the case of George Madden, who lives just outside London. His parents are celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary on September the 18th, that is this Friday. And he said to me, can you play a song for their 45th wedding anniversary? And I wrote back to him, I said, well, what kind of music do they like? And they said, well, they went to see Roger Whittaker last year because they're big Roger Whittaker fans. So going out to Bill and Gladys on your 45th wedding anniversary, here's The Streets of London by Roger Whittaker.
With his worn-out shoes. In his eyes you see no pride, hand held loosely by his side. Yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun doesn't shine? Oh, let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun doesn't shine? Oh, let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. At a 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour, then he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun doesn't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. Oh, how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun doesn't shine? Oh, let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind.
For Gladys and Bill Madden on their 45th wedding anniversary from their son George, Roger Whittaker, and the Streets of London. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of The Happy Station Show. Once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if you didn't have time to write down our snail mail address, which I gave out earlier, send me an email and I will forward that to you. But you can also get all that information from the website of Radio Miami International. The URL is www.wrmi.net. Click on the Happy Station and you'll find everything there. Coming up today for our transmission to North America at 1500 UTC, we're going to be doing some storytelling. So what is all that about? We'll tune in today at 1500 UTC and you'll find out. So on behalf of our technician Kevin Lee, our production assistant Johan Backer, this is Keith Parent all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.